Beza Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Brachos Davov, the fifth daf in Shas. The Gemara continues three lines from the bottom where we had left off on Hey, on the base. Tanya, Abba Bin Yamin Oimer. Abba Bin Yamin said, Shnaim Shenichnesu L'Hispalo. There were two that went into Davin. V'kodem Echam in L'Hispalo, and one of them started early. And he didn't wait for his friend to finish. And he left the shul, or the area they were darving. Tarfin loy tefilasai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his tefillah shreif. He tears it up. Bifanav. It's done in front of him. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Iyov states, Teirif nafshoi ba'apoi halaman cha teazev oret. Rashi explains that nefesh refers to tefillah. Like the pasuk says, Ve'eshpoch es nafshi lefnei Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toreif nafsho, he rips up the tefillah, the nefesh of a person, for the one who's Teazev Oret, who left the land, and he left his friend behind. V'loyot, and not only this, Ela shegoyrim l'shchina she'estalik mi'Yisrael, he causes the shchina to leave Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayatek tzur mimkoymoy. Tzur, the rock. So the Gemara says, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'ein tzur el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave due to this. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzur yulot chateshi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to a rock, in this case, in the pasuk of Devarim, in Lamed Beis, it means to weaken from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you wait for him, maskari, what's your reward? I'm Rabbi Yosef. Chanina zocha lebrich rachos halol. He zocha to these brachos. He'll be zocha to these brachos. Shenemar luig shaftel mitzvaysai. Vayihi kinor shlamecha v'tzikoscha ki gale ayom. Vayihi kichol zaracha v'tzatzai me'echa. The pasuk in Shayo describes the beautiful brachos that will await a person who is willing to listen. And Rashi points out, Lule Hikshafta also refers to Hamtana, waiting. And that's a bracha that will come for someone who waits for his friend. Marsha adds very beautifully at the end of Heyom Ebeiz that there are malachim that carry up the tfilos of an individual. And there are some malachim who are Rachmanim and some malachim that are Achzorim. If a person is an Achzor, he doesn't wait around his friend. So Mida Kenegan Mida, the one who brings the tefillah up, is a malach who is an achzor. Therefore, his tefillah is going to be destroyed. See Marsha Dibar Maschol Torah. Torah continues to quote four lines from the top from the Tana Abba Bin Yamin. Tanya Abba Bin Yamin Amar, Ilmale Nitna Rishus La'ayin Liros, if the eye would be able to see literally everything, in other words, he'd be able to see even the demons that are around him. Liros, if they'd be able to see, Ein kol beria yechol olam b'mifnei mezikin. People would not be able to literally stand, as they wouldn't be able to tolerate all the demons that are around them. Abaye backs up Abba Bin Yamin's statement by dramatizing even more. Amar Abaye, inu nefishim inan, they're more than us, they outnumber us. And they surround us like a mound of dirt surrounds a hole. Often when a hole is dug, then there's dirt that surrounds the rim. They surround us by all sides. Pretty scary. Anxiety provoking. Amar Avuna. Kol chad v'chad minon alfe mismale v'rvose mimani. Avuna says there are 1,000 on our right side, 1,000 on our left side and 10,000 on our right. Why is that there are many more on the right than there are on the left? In the Sefer Ein Yaakov, which is Agata Gemara, they quote a pasuk in Tehillim, a well-known pasuk. Yipol mitzidcha elof urevavah miminecha. There will be 1,000 that will fall on your left and 10,000 on your right. In other words, that we have more koach to destroy on our right, and therefore there are more mazikim as well on
our
right. Amar Rava, haydu chaka d'havi b'kala mino havai. This feeling of pushing when you go to the Yarka Kala, in the time of the Gemara, many people used to go together on Shabbos to hear the drasha. So you thought that's from someone who's pushing, that you're in a hamish place, that there's a lot of pushing? No. Those are mazikim. Hani berki, dishalai minayu? Hani mani. Minayu. They are from them. When you feel your knees becoming weak, minayu. They are from it. Hani mani. Mani means clothing. Hani mani de rabbonan. The clothing of the rabbonan, the bows that get worn out, michufya, they get entirely worn out. Michufya did who? Comes from the mazikim that are sitting on the side of them. Hani kari de minakvin minayu. When the feet get damaged, they are also minayu, they are from them. Continues the Gemara. Hai man de boy le meidulahan. Somebody who wants to fight against the mazikin, leise kitma neela, should throw dirt at them. Unahadar apurya, and he should spread around his bed. Ubit safra, and in the morning, chazi beikara de tarnigal. He will see the footsteps of a tarnigal, and the shadim have the footsteps of a tarnigal. So if he wants to really encounter them, that's what I meant by fight. If he wants to really encounter them, so he should do this thing. He should spread apart ash around his bed, and in the morning, what he will see is he will see the footsteps of these demon in the shape of a tarnigal. Continues the Gemara. Haiman, the boy in the Mechzinu. Somebody who wants to see Shadim. The Gemara continues on the topic of Shadim. And the Gemara says, Haiman, the boy in the Mechzinu, if you want to fish, lise, dishun rasa, you should bring the placenta of a cat. Uchmasa bas uchmasa, black cat, the child of a black cat. Bukhrasa bas bukhrasa, the firstborn, the child of the firstborn, with a kalye benura, and burn the placenta, with sachke, and grind it up, with limle enoi mine, and put it in his eye, v'chazale. And then he'll be able to see the shadim. With a shadye biguvasa de parzala, the leftover he should put into a parzala, comes from the word barzel. Pay and bays in Aramaic are interchangeable. V'lechtami b'kushpanka, to this day in Yiddish, kushpanka comes from the Aramaic word, and that is a seal, and he should seal it, the parzala, the steel vat. Dilma ginve mine, lest they steal from him, the shadim will steal this dirt from him. V'lachtim pume kechad lo titazik, and close it very tightly, in order that he shouldn't be damaged. Pnei Yoshua says that when the mazikim see that he sees, the mazikim become even more dangerous. So a person has to be very, very careful not to allow the weapons to get into the hand of the mazikim. Rabbi Bar Abaye Ovid Hachi, Rabbi Bar Abaye did this, Chaz of Itzik, he became damaged. So according to Pnei Yoshua, the mazikim try harder for those who search them out. Rabbanan davened for him, and he became better. Another teaching of Abba ben Binyamin that's a little bit more understandable to us. Tanya, Abba ben Binyamin, ain't tefillah shel adam nishmas el bebeis haknesses. A person's tefillah is only heard when he davens in shul. Shenemar l'shma l'arina v'al tefillah b'makom rina sham tei tefillah. At the place that they sing, here is a makar to sing in shul. It shouldn't be a overly rigid service. There's a, Rashi explains, Rina is shirois v'sishpachos b'ni'imas kol arev. There's an idea to make the davening beautiful. It inspires people. L'shmei l'rinim ala tefillah b'mokam rinim sham tei tefillah. Amar Rabban bar Ravada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak b'naim she'akosh baruch hu matzav b'beis ha'knesses shenemar l'kiv nitzav ba'adas kel. HaKosh baruch hu stands with the Eda of Kel. Gemara in Megillah learns out that from the pasuk in Parsha Shlach, Ad Masai Le'eda Ra'azos, that there was an Eda is 10 people. Seems the Gemara, U'minayin li'shlosh ha'shiyoshim b'din sh'shchini imayim. How do we know when three people sit down at Dayam to be a Bezin? Shechin is with them. Remember, Kerev Elokim Yishpot. Amongst Elokim, there is Elokim amongst the Shoftim. U'minayin l'shnayim sh'yoshim v'osim v'ktar sh'chini imayim. Two people are sitting learning Torah Shechiyos with them. Shnemer oz nadam yirei Hashem, oreu. Vayakshev Hashem. When yirei Hashem speak to each other, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk in Malachi says, listens. Mai u'lechoshvei shemi. The Pasuk also says, Vayikosev, Sefer zikorol v'fanav liyirei Hashem u'lechoshvei shemo. They wrote a Sefer for yirei Hashem, and those are choshev his name. What exactly is choshev shemo? Says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, choshev adam lasas mitzvah. If a person thought, choshev adam lasas mitzvah, he thought to do a mitzvah, v'nenas, and he was an onus, v'loas, ma'la akosav kilos, that's choshev shemo. Continues the Gemara one line before the why. Nine shafil echad, sheshev v'isik tarshe shechino imai, shemar b'chov al-mokam asher aske, shemi, wherever you mention me, my name, avo alecho v'achtich, I will come, and I will bless you. It seems that Talmud Torah is associated with the Shem Hashem. This is an idea that's found in Kabbalah, in Kabbalah's Sfarim, as well as in the Sfarim of Nefesh HaChaim and others, that all Torah are the Shemos of Hashem. And so when we say Asker Hashemi, it's sometimes referred to Torah. In fact, the Gemara later on is going to learn out Birchas HaTorah from the Pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra. So Havu Godel Elohim, when you call out the name of Hashem, the words of Torah, so then we're supposed to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being Osek in Torah is being Osek in the shame of Hashem. See Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalid, and Shar Aleph, why that is so. Says the Gemara two lines into Wai V'chim Ye'achad Afilu Chad Shrei Miboy. If we know when it comes to one, when a person was alone, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, so certainly two people. Says the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Shrei Michtiva Milayu B'Sefer HaZichronos. The Pasuk that was quoted in Malachi describes being written into the Sefer Zichronos when you learn with somebody else. Chad lo michtav amilai b'sefer zichronos. Your words are not written down. This Musar over here might go in well with the Gemara that describes in Maseches Tainis that Talmidei Chacham that learn alone is not a good thing. They're Yoshev with a tzavar that is resting on their necks. Learning alone is sometimes dangerous. If you have a chavrusa, so then everything that is said maybe is more worthy that it should be written down Sefer Zichronos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worth with you, but in terms of the quality, maybe the Gemara is saying that the quality is greater if it's with two people. Continues the Gemara. V'chim yachad afilu trei v'atami boy. So if two have that madrega, certainly three that sit down to the din. Now the same medinu shlomo ba'alma hu v'lo asher shchin. I would have thought that it brings shalom into the world, but the Shechina doesn't come. Kamashmal didin nami, haynu Torah. That when you paskin, it's considered as if you didn't Torah, and therefore the Shechina comes. Chinyachad afil pasa sarmi boy. If three bring the Shechina, certainly tend to come to daven. This is the Gemara. Asara kodma Shechina va'asya pasa ad the asi. When it comes to ten, the Shechina is there at the moment, right away. Kodma Shechina, Shechina is first. When it comes to three, the Shechina doesn't come until the Dayanim sit down. The Gemara continues with the two dots about 13 lines from the bottom. First word lines, the Yosvi, on Vav, Amen Alf. Amar Rav Amen Barav Ada. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Menashe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel himself puts on Tefillin? Shneemar Nishba Hashem Miminoi Bezraya Oizoi Uzo Biminoi Zutayra. Ubezraya Uzoi. The pasuk concludes, and we darshan biyamino refers to Torah. Shnemar mimino in the parshas Zos Habracha, eish das lamo. The mino is the eish das of Torah. Uzray uzay eitz elu tefillin, and on his arm, the strength that's tefillin. Shnemar Hashem oz lamo yitain, manshah tefillin oz haim liyisrael. The siv. How do we know that tefillin gives Klal Yisrael strength? As the pasuk says, v'ro kol amay ares kishem Hashem nikra alecha alecha v'yoru. Mimeko. And the Amoraites will see the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch of Baal Yisrael on it, so then Yumas Olam will be afraid of them. V'tanya Rav Elazar Gadol Omer Elu Tefillin Sheberosh. They refer specifically to the Tefillin Sheberosh. So we see that on the one hand you have Azariah Uzai on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we also see that the Tefillin are called the Oz because they create fear, and therefore the fear that's created is the Oz, which corresponds to the Tefillin Sheberosh. There is a well-known story about the Vilna Gaon that there was once a armed Gentile that was looking for blood, and he happened to have chanced upon the Gruz Klois, where the Gruz was cloistered, and he ran in and he froze when he saw the Gruz Tefillin Sheberosh. His Talmidim asked him that they didn't have that reaction when they encountered this person. They had to send him away. What was the difference? After all, doesn't the Gemara say that the Tefillin Sheberosh creates fear amongst the Goyim? So the Gemara pointed out, and there seem to be Tosfos that bring this out in a few places in Shas, that it's the head that wears Tefillin, which is actually transformed by the Tefillin. That's a head that a guy will be afraid of, a belligerent guy. But other people won't be affected. The Gemara continues, 10 lines from Bam. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Hani Tefillin Demarei Alma, Mao Ksivu, the master of the world. What's written in his Tefillin? Amalei Mikam Chisol Geachot Ba'aret. Because Shbar who revels in Klal Yisrael. There's no nation in the world, one nation like Klal. Mi Mishtabeh Kutcher B'yuchu B'shvuchai D'Yisrael. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really exalt in Klal Yisrael? In, yes, the Siv es Hashem Amarta Ayom, Uksiv Hashem He'emircha Ayom. In Dvarim, Chavav Yudzayin says Hashem He'emarta. He'emarta means you praised. He'emircha means Shibech Otcha. He praised you. So which one is it? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. You made me one unit in the world. In other words, you praise me as one unit. Maybe what the Ramchal would describe, the Gilui HaYichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are Megala, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'aniyeh eseschem chativ achas po'olam. And I'm going to make you one unit as well as a Goya Chabaritz is a unique nation. Atem asisuni chativ achas po'olam shne'emar shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, unified HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, according to Ramchal, is the key in Avodas Hashem, is to show the unity of God's oneness throughout the world, that everything is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is connected to that oneness. Four lines from the bottom. Amalei Ravacha Bereid L'Ravashi Teinach B'chad Beisa. Okay, it says Mikam Chesol Glecha Baret in one of the bottom, but there are other bottom. B'shar Batim Mai. What does it say in the other bottom? Amalei Migoy Kadol. Pasuk says in Devarim, you're a big nation. Ashrecha Yisrael, praise this Yisrael. Amno Shav Hashem. Oh, Anisa Elokim. L'sitcha El Yon. Asks the Gemara, Yachni Fishu Tovim Bati. How many different parashios did we mention right here? Let's count them. In this list we have four, and then we also had Shema Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Elo Kimi Gagadol Mi Gagadol D'Damila Dodi B'chad Beisa. Kimi Gagadol U'mi Gagadol, both of them fall into one bite. Ashrech Yisrael Mikam Yisrael B'chad Beisa. Oh, Nisrael B'chad Beisa. U'sitcha El Yim B'chad Beisa. Kula Kesivna Badroi. And all of these are written in the Shel Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you do the Cheshbon, that will come out to four batim plus the Shel Yad. Here's the Gemara on top line of Vavam and Beis. Amar Rabin Barav Adam Rabbi Yitzchak Kol HaRagil Lava LeBeis HaKnesses. Anybody who is accustomed to come to Shul, V'lo Bo Yom Echa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashil Bo. If he doesn't come for one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu inquires, where's my dear friend?
Who amongst you are the Yirei Hashem that listened to him, but is now going in the dark? In other words,
you are going in the dark because now you are missed in the Beis HaKnesses. Now the Gemara explains, it depends on why he's missing. There are a few reasons. Imud var mitzvah halach nogelo. If he was going for a dvar mitzvah, then he will still have light. It won't be dark for him. Imud var shus halach lo, but if he didn't come to shul because of a parnasa, ein nogelo yiftach, it won't be light. Why? Yiftach b'shem Hashem. When the pasuk says that you should trust Hashem, my taima, mishum dahavel leftoch b'shem Hashem lo batach. You should trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not worry about missing davening because of parnasa reasons. For it seems from this Gemara, this Agadata, the Gemara is not necessarily accepting the idea that a person missed davening going to Beis HaKnesses for parnasa reasons. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baba Beis HaKnesses. Time HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul. Lo Matza Ba'asar, he doesn't find 10 people davening together. Miyadu Kois, he's upset, he gets angry. Shenemar, Madu Abasi Ve'enish, Karasi Ve'enoneh. The Pasuk Yishayahu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I came and there wasn't the man. Amar Rabbi Chel Ba'amar Avuna. Kol HaKaveh Amakam Tfasa Elkei Avraham Ba'ozrai. Whoever sets aside a place to daven, the God of Avram is going to save him. Okay, Shemei Zomrim Lo I Anav I Chasid Mitamuidav Shal Avram Avinu. They consider him either an Anav or a Chasid and a student of Avram Avinu because he designated a place to daven. The Gemara wants to explain of what significance is particularly Avram Avinu in this case. Avram Avinu minolim dekava makom. Why is it that Avram Avinu was chosen? Because he also set aside a place. Where do we see that? It says that Avram Avinu woke up in the morning. This is following Avram Avinu's prayers on behalf of Sodom. That place. The pasuk describes about Pinchas standing up, and here the describes Pinchas' act of vengeance, but the Torah connects it to the tefillah of Pinchas. And so since Elosh Amida means tefillah, it says that Avram got up and he from the place that he had davened at. It sounds like that there is a very special place for Avram Avinu to have davened. Now again, the Raya of Amida being tefillah is a very, very funny one, because the pasuk in Tehillim that we're quoting is a description of Pinchas, as we know from Parshas Pinchas. In Tehillim, Kuvav, it's the history of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and in the Maisa of Pinchas, killing Cosby and Zimri, there it says, Vayamo Pinchas Vayifalel. There the word Vayifalel comes from the word Ve'ovenu Plilim, the word Hey Lamed Lamed refers to judgment. It seems that judgment and lehit palel, tefillah, are, Chazal uses the same word. Bali Musar point out that one of the keys to tefillah is when a person is really assessing himself, that the reflexive of pilel is lehit palel, for a person to examine oneself. And tefillah, when it's done right, is a self-examining process. Hence, the Gemara could actually equate the pilul of Pinchas to tefillah, and that's a question we should ask ourselves in terms of our own davening, whether our davening is, of course, by rote, and even more than that, is our davening encouraging us to re-examine ourselves and our assumption. Five lines left into the narrow on Vavan base. Amar Bichelba, Amar Avuna. Hayotzimi base hakesas, aliyaf siya psiya gasa. A person shouldn't leave the shul with large steps. Amar Abaya, loy amron elo mefet. That's talking about leaving. Avol ma'ayil mitzvah lemaret. It's a mitzvah ton. Shenemar near the faladasas Hashem. I run. The pasuk in Hoshea says to Noah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Bizer Mirei Shabbos Kazin LaRabbanan. The Kriyit LaParka B'Shabbosa. When I saw that the Rabbanan were running to Erek of Shabbos, they were running here to Drasha. Wow, they ran to hear the Drasha. How many people try to run out, sneak out in the back of the shul? Amina, I thought these people that are running, that they were violating Shabbos. Gemara describes in Masechah Shabbos based on Psukim that we're supposed to go as we sing in Zmiras Leil Shabbos, posim bo psiya ketana, supposed to take small steps. However, kivan de shamana lo de Rabbi Tachon, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, lo oilam yorat zadon dvar halacha filu b'shabbos. Persons should run to be able to learn halacha, even on Shabbos, shenem acharei Hashem, yelchu karei yishag, ani nami rehitna, I also started running. The Gemara here says something fascinating in regard to the phenomenon of people coming together in different holy assemblies of Klal Yisrael at the end of the first wide line of Vavam Beis. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Igra de Pirka Rehita. The reward of the drasha on Shabbos that they go to here the Chachmam is the running. Amar Rabbi Igra de Kala, the reward of the Yarka Kala, which was the Shabbos before the Regel, is the pushing. Amar Rava, Rava explained, Igra de Shmeitza, the reward for learning Svara, is understanding. In other words, if a person is truly works on a sugya, he'll be zoche to understand it. Amar of Papa, Igra de Veitamia Shitikusa. There is an alternative way of reading the Gemara, which it seems many Mefarshim read it this way, even though one could have read the Gemara the way I had presented it beforehand, and that is Irga de Pirka Riata, the main reward that people get for going to the Perek is because of their running. The Marsha learns this way because Marsha explains that most people don't understand the Drasha. Most people don't understand the Irga de Kala. Most of us don't understand the Kala, the Irga de Kala. So the reward comes to them for sustaining being pushed. Igra de Shmeitza, Svara, their understanding that the reward for applying the Svara is, the reward of the Shmeitza is that they apply themselves to understand the Svara. Amar of Papa, continuing on in the Gemara, Igra de Veitamya Shtikusa, the reward for going to Beis Avel is the silence. In other words, the most important thing is not for someone to, according to a Marsha, would be learning, the most important thing is not for a person to speak, but rather is to be silent and with the person during their loss. Gemara continues, Amar Marzutra, Igra de Tanisa Tzidkasa. The main reward from the Tainis is the tzedakah that the person gave. Maybe what the Gemara over here is saying is to, along the lines of the style that we've built before, is to really reach the madrigas of Tainis is very, very hard, of what one's supposed to get at Tainis. But if he gives tzedakah, so then he'll get reward. Amar Rav Sheshus, Igra de Zbeda, Dilavoy. The reward of the Hespid is that people call out in Agmas Nefesh. Amar Vashi, Igra de Vehilule, Mili. The reward from the Nesuin are the words that people say in honor of the Chasan and to be Misameach the Chasan Bidvarim. From Rashi, we seem to see that there's a special inyan not only to dance in front of the Chasan, but also to be Misameach the Chasan with words. We will come back to Misameach Chasan Akal later on. Four lines into the wide. Amar Avuna, Kamas Pala Chorebeas, Akneset Nikra Rasha. Anybody who davens behind the shul is called a Rasha. The Gemara will spell out what exactly it means to daven behind the shul. Shenem Arsav Rishon Yisalachon. Those who go around are Rishon. In other words, those who go behind the shul. Amar Abayi, Lo Arman, Lo Mahadar Apel Beit Knishta. We're only talking about those who face the shul. In other words, someone who's standing by the shul, so then in such a case that's problematic. If he turns in the opposite direction of the tzibur, ki'ilu, he's rejecting the tefillah, the direction that the tefillah and the Beis HaKnesses are directed towards. El de lo mahadar apel lebeis HaKnishta. A mahadar apel lebeis HaKnishta, but if he faces in the direction less lumba, then it's not problematic. Seven lines into the wide on Vav Meza. Hu gav kav matzah achor beis HaKnesses, lo mahadar apel lebeis HaKnishta. It was an individual who was davening behind the shul, and he didn't turn his face in the direction of the shul. Cholaf Eliyahu. This fellow's luck was that Eliyahu passed by. Chazi son, in Milei B'taya, and Eliyahu appeared to him as a Arab merchant. Amar Lehi, Eliyahu said to him, Kedubar kayamta kamei marach. You are standing in front of your master, and you are making believe that there are two masters that you have. Kedubar would mean that you're making believe as if there are two, because the tzibur is downing in one way, and your direction in another way. Elio then does something striking. Sholaf sasra v'kachle. He pulled out a sword, and he killed him. My, what does the pasuk in Tehillim mean? Krum zulus livnei adam. This is the continuation of the pasuk earlier of saviv rishon yitalach. What does the end of that pasuk mean? Krum zulus livnei adam. Only elu dvarim sheom de brumo shel oilam. These are very lofty things. That's the word krum. Uvnei adam mezalzel, and people are mezalzel in it. In other words, people are mezalzel in the direction that you are supposed to daven. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, Darmi Tavayu, Kimin Shenitzrech, Adam Libriyos, Panim Mishtanos Kikrum. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Eliezer give a different way to explain the pasuk. When the pasuk says grum zulas levnei adam, what it means is the following: that when people need the chesed of other people, so then their face turns kemare hakrum. It looks like krum. What is krum? My krum. What exactly is krum? It's not the Yiddish word of crooked, is it? So Gemara says no. Yasser of Dimi Omer 8. When the sun shines, it gives off many different colors. In other words, this person's face changes different colors. That's the expression we use in English. His face changed colors. Could be that this bird is the peacock, that his face changed colors in embarrassment because he has to borrow from people. It's so painful as if he's judged to be put to death with eish u'mayim. Shnemar harkavas enesh l'roshenu banu be'eish u'b'mayim. Here's the Gemara 20 lines from the bottom. V'amre b'kal m'amre v'una. L'olim yei adam zor b'tfilas ha-mincha. Person should be careful with mincha. Sharei Elio lo nene el b'tfilas mincha. Elio was answered at the time. Mincha shnemar v'ayi ba'los mincha v'yageish Elio anavi v'yomar aneni shem aneni. Davna neni during mincha time. Aneni shetaradesh men shemaim, vaneni shaloyom rumasik shafim. The double osham aneni, which was said in mincha time, was that number one, that a fire should come down from heaven to take the karbonis. Number two, they shouldn't accuse that's kishuf. It's black magic. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ap tfilas arvis, shenemar tikon tfilasik, toris lefanecha, masas kapai minchas orif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take my ktores as the mincha of the evening. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar after the Shachar Shnemar Hashem Boker Tishmakali Boker Erachloch Vatzapeh. In the morning, we beg for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to us, and that is a time that is mesugol to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ultimately, the Gemara says all three times, Shachar Shmincha Mariv, different opinions are zmanim mesugolim for tefillah. 10 lines from the bottom. Va'amar Bichel Ma'amar Rav Huna Kol Anenim Misudas Chosan Ve'eino Misamchel. We have been quoting different teachings of Rav Huna. Now we come back to a teaching of Rav Huna that relates to Chasan and Kala that we had spoken about as well earlier. Whoever has anar mesudah v'chasan ve'eino misamcho, and he doesn't rejoice him over bechamisha kol shenemer kol simcha kol chasan kol kala kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzivakos v'misamcho, so he has to be misameachim with chasan and so on. And if not, he violates it. V'misamcho maschar, and if he's actually is effective in being misanechim, what's his reward? Amar Shimon Levi, Zocha the Torah Shinitna Bechamesha Kolos. He Zocha the Torah was given five kolos, because it says kolos five times by Kabbalah Torah. Yiba Yom Ashishi Biyosa Boker Vehikos Rakh Vanan Kaveh Alhar Vekol Shofar. By He Kol Shofar Velakim Yanenu Bekol, says call five times. Ask the Mara, but it says more, Ein Vaksiv Cholam Rolos Kolos, that all the people saw the kolos. Chazal here darshan that they they were able to see what's normally heard. So the Gemara answers also called Matan Torah. That we don't count because it's before Matan Torah. Rabbi Avo Amar Ki Ilu Hikriv Toda. Someone who's Mesameach Chasam Kala, it's as if he brought Karmen Toda. Shnemer Mevi'im Toda Beis Hashem. What's the connection between Toda and being Mesameach Chasam Kala? Well, it's the end of that pasuk in Yirmiyahu of Kol Sasan concludes Haidu Hashem Tzivakos. They praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course, a Karmen Toda is for someone who's coming to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another mimer in regards to being Mesameach Chasam Kala, Nachum Yitzchak Amar Ki Ilu Bana Achas Mechor Bes Yerushalayim, it's as if he built one of the destroyed buildings, and clearly, when a couple builds a home in Eretz Yisrael particularly, then he's rebuilding the destroyed areas of Artsenu Hakdosha. Bezer Hashem, the first topic of Halacha on the Vav Amid Aleph and Maseches Brachas will be the Tefillin Sheberosh, and particularly the knot on the Tefillin Sheberosh. The Gemara in Daf Vav Amid Aleph told us that when the pasuk says "V'ro kol ha'am ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha," that refers specifically to the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Why did we choose particularly Tefillin Shel Rosh? Rashi Menachos on Daf Lamed Hayam Beis Tosis in his initial pshat in Brachos Vav Amid Aleph and Dibar Maskel Elu Tefillin Sheberosh also goes with that Rashi. The Bach points out it's the opinion of Rashi in Menachos. And that is because, it must be referring to the Tefillin Sheberosh, because the majority of the Shem Hashem is found on the outside of the Tefillin Sheberosh. Why? Because on the Shel Rosh we have the Shin, and on the back of the Ritzua, on the knot that is towards the neck, behind our head, which holds the tefillin down on the back of our head, there the knot is a dalet. For that reason, the majority of the exterior expression of the Shem Hashem is on the Shel Rosh. Hence, when the pasuk says it, we're talking about the tefillin Shebeshel Rosh. Tosfos ultimately questions this. Tosfos says that the tefillin Shebeshel Rosh should also qualify as Viro'u, because the Tefillin Sheberosh are the ones that we see. There is a machlokis over here between Rashi and Tosfos. This machlokis between Rashi and Tosfos might have big implications in terms of halacha lemaisa, what should one make the ritzua on the back of one's tefillin. Should it be a mem or should it be a dalet? It's clear that according to Rashi, the ritzua was supposed to be made into a dalet. These opinions are raised in the Magen Avraham in Simen Chav Zayin Sif Koton Tes Zayin, and in Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim in the Shiurei Agrid in Simen Dalet, as well as in Shiurei Harav on tefillin, Rav Soloveitchik felt strongly that according to Rashi, what would emerge is that having a dalet would be ma'akev, that the Shem Hashem, which defines the tefillin on the outside, if it doesn't have the dalet, then it's missing its essence. Because at the end of the day, we did say that Kishem Hashem Ekra was defined in tefillin because of the Shem of Shakai. For that reason, Rav Soloveitchik felt that one should be machmir, not to have a mem, but rather to have a dalet on their tefillin, because according to Rashi, it could very well be that it would be ma'akev in the tefillin itself. This seems to be consistent with Rashi's position in Shabbos on the Samach Beis Amid Aleph, that says that Abaye had the gears, we have the gears of Abaye saying that the dalet of the tefillin is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Tosas L'Shitasam disagree. Tosas there says we don't have the girsa of the Dalet and the Yud being Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So according to Rashi, if you put two and two together, so then you have the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which is part of the definition of the Tefillin. V'ro Kol Ha'am Ha'aretz K'Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha is referring to particularly the Dalet, which is Alocha l'moshe misi, the shin and the dalid, and for that reason it will be ma'akev for tefillin. Hence, Soloveitchik then came to a very interesting conclusion, quoting the Nefesh Rav, and that is that in general, even though he always told people to follow their family custom, however, when it came to the dalid or the mem, he felt very strongly that one should have a dalid and not a mem. And will come out that Rashi and Menachos on Lamed Hem and Beis is Lishitoso with how he learns the Gemara in Samach Beis Amid Aleph that these Ksharim are going to be Ma'akev as Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Tosis might also have another interesting application, and that, in other words, we could glean another interesting application to the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. According to Tosis, the definition of the Tefillin Shel Rosh is that it's seen by others, and that becomes V'rochol Amei Ha'aretz. According to Tosis, it would seem that one should leave the Tefillin visible to others. There are different customs of how to wear the talis, and some wear the talis over the head to the point that the Tefillin is going to be blocked. This does not seem to be the position of the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Tefillin Shel Rosh Tov Lios Gluyim Venirim. Maybe one could argue that this fits in with the Shita of Tosas. This is what Rav Soloveitchik said, that fits in with the opinion of Tosas, that's part of the definition of the Shel Rosh. According to Rashi, it's not the defining characteristic of the Shel Rosh at all. It's a Shin and Dalid in their knots and the appearance on the Shel Rosh that make the Varoch Halach. There's no inyan to show the tefillin to others. Rav Soloveitchik concluded that Rav Chaim and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik both were not makpid that when they wore their talis over their head, they would even cover the tefillin as well. But there were Gedolei Yisrael that were makpid not to cover the tefillin based on Lashon Shulchan Aruch, and that might be Tolui in this machlokis between Rashi and Tosas that appears primarily Mrachos Lamed Hem Beis, but also find its way into Tosas on Davov Amid Aleph Maseches Brachos. The second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, that I'd like to discuss on Vav Lamed Beis is a Lamaisa topic. One might argue that this is not a Halacha topic, but nevertheless, I think it is extremely, extremely important, and I would even call it Halacha Lamaisa, practical Halacha Lamaisa topic as well, which emerges from a Rashi on Vav Amid Beis, and that is the critical function of Chazara, of what we learn. Rashi in Dibar Maskil, Igra de Kala, says something absolutely fantastic. Igra de Pirka says something absolutely fantastic. The Gemara had told us that the reward for going to the Rav's Drasha on Shabbos is because one runs. Marsha explains that most people don't remember the drasha, and therefore the reward is not for the Torah itself, but running. In what way don't they remember the drasha? So let's take a look at Rashi. Igra de parke, ikar kibol schar abrios, harotzim lishma drasham pi chacham, hu schar hamarutza. The reward for running. Sharei rubam, einam mevinim, lahamid girsa. Most of them don't understand to retain the girsa. V'lomar shmu mipi rabban to say it over la'achar zman sheyekablu schar limud, that they should accept the schar limud. Since they don't remember, they don't get the schar limud. In a beautiful sefer, which really is a simple read but an important read, called Hadron Alach by a fellow Rav Margolin here in Eretz Yisrael, he discusses the importance of Chazara. And he writes the following words about Rashi. Vahadvarim mavhilim. The words of Rashi are stunning. She'enam mikablim schar limud al mashalomdu v'shamu. The people who went to shir, and they went to learn, what are they going to get reward for? For running to the shir, not for learning. Why? They learned. They listened. Kivan she'enichom ha'migirsa. For Lomar Shmuel, P. Rabban Acharzman. They don't get reward for this. This is a tremendous chidush, and I don't know if it's the only way of understanding Rashi, but it definitely seems to have legitimacy. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek describes, Kol Halome Ve'ena Chozer, somebody learns and does not do Chazara, it's like someone who zoreya, he plants ve'ena kotzer, and he doesn't cut. Just think about it. How long does it take for a farmer to plant? Many, 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 many hours. The first time we do the daf, or the first time we learn a sugya bi'iyun, it takes so long, often, to learn it. For the planter to plant, for the farmer to plant, he needs to first plow, and then to put in the seeds, and then to water, and water again, and then to weed, etc., etc. To cut down, to reap after the fruits and vegetables have already grown, all it takes is one action. Zot Chazal, if someone learns and invests a tremendous amount of energy in learning, and he doesn't do Chazara, the way he holds on to what he learns is with Chazara. And Rashi here seems to be going so much further, he doesn't even get a full Schar Limud, because the Talmudo is not Miskayim B'yado. It's not going to be able to last. If it's not going to last, then there's something lacking in his Talmud Torah. This is a tremendous responsibility for us, halacha l'maisa, to designate time, not necessarily a lot of time, but some time to review that which we have learned. I regret, though, when I was younger, that I did not review some things. Now that I've gotten older, I do try to. Sometimes there's nothing wrong to review quickly, to read over quickly, and sometimes reading over quickly could affirm a tremendous amount of knowledge, cement a tremendous amount of knowledge. My great Rebbe here in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Nevinzal, one of the amazing things that I've learned from him is the necessity to sometimes read quickly and go over quickly. It's well known that Rav Nevinzal has finished Shas many, many times, and I'm zocha to learn from him Mishneh Berurah. He reads the Mishneh Berurah quickly, but if you do it many, many, many times, then it stays with you. So even if you can't invest a lot of time in Chazar, but just to read it over, even if you'll have to cut certain corners of Iyun, but that the material should stay with us, the Chazara doesn't require a lot of investment, but ultimately that's how we'll be zoha to be nene from the peiros of our Torah and receive true reward for our Talmud Torah.